The verse written on the board is the first of the Pranam Mantras to Sri Nityananda Prabhu given in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I'll recite that and other verses from Chaitanya. This is from the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita, so we can recite all these verses as a Mangalacharan, or Mangalacharan, as is usually mispronounced. Vande Gurun Isha Bhaktan Isham Ishavatarakan Tat Prakashans to Tat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, the Lord's incarnations, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Vande Shri Krishna Chaitanya Nityanando Sahoditao Gaurodaye Pushpavantao Chitro Shando Tamonudo. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Shri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gaur to dissipate the darkness of ignorance, and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Yadadvaitam brahmo panishadi tadapyasya tanubha ya atmantaryami purusha itisyo sangsha vibhavaha shadaishvarya purno yaiha bhagavan sasvayamaya nachetanyat krishnaj jagati paratattvam paramiha. What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of His body, and the Lord known as the Supersoul is but His localized plenary portion. Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Himself, full with six opulences. He is the Absolute Truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to Him. Anarapita chirin chirat karunya vatirna kalau samarpiyatum onatajvala rasa rasang swabhakti shriyam harif purata sundara dyuti kadamba sandipita sada hridya kandare spurutu va shachinandaraha. May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the Son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart, resplendent with the radiance of molten gold. He has appeared in the age of Kali by His causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Haladini Shaktirasmad Ekatma Nav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatau Tau Chaitanya Kyang Prakatam Adhuna Tadvayang Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidrisho Vanayaiva Svadyo Yenadbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiyaha Sokyam Chasya Mad Anubhavata Kidrisham Viti Lobhat Tadbhavadhya Samajani Shakti Garbha Sindhau Harinduhu. Desiring to understand the glory of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appeared from the womb of Srimati Shachi Devi, as the moon appeared from the ocean. This verse is actually cast in the form of questions. Krishna is asking, what is the greatness, what kind of love is that Radha has for me, etc. So now beginning the Mangalacharan with the prayers of at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Sankarshana Karana Toya Shai Garbhoda Shai Cha Payobdhi Shai Sheshas Cha Yasyang Sakalasa Nityananda Kyarama Sharanang Mamastu. May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Sankarsana, Shesha Naga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, and ocean of milk are his plenary portions and the portions of his plenary portions. Mayatite vyapi vaikuntha loke purnaishvaraye shri chaturvyuha madhye rupam yasyodbhati sankarsanakyam tang shri nityananda ramam prapadye. I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, who is known as Sankarsan, in the midst of the chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudeva, Sankarsan, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation. Maya Bharata Janda Sanghasrayanga Shete Sakshat Karanana Karanam Bodhi Madhye Yasyaikangsha Sri Puman Adi Devas Tang Sri Nityananda Ramang Prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, whose partial representation called Karana Dakshai Vishnu, lying on the Karana ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes. Yas yang shang shas shri lagar bhodashai yannabhyab jang loka sanghatanalam loka srashthu sutika dhamadhatus tang shri nityananda ramang prapadye. I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakshay Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakshay Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets. Yes, yang shang shang sahparatma kilanang pushta vishnur bhati dugdhabdhi shai kshoni bharata yatkala sopyanam tas tang shri nityananda ramang prapadye. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Rama, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakshay Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanaga is his further sub-part. We are to worship Nityananda Prabhu. That is only possible to do by His mercy. Just as Ganga is worshipped by Ganga, Ganga comes to this world out of her mercy, sent by the Supreme Lord to bestow the mercy of His lotus feet on the pious, but still in need of purification, inhabitants of Bharatavarsha especially. She travels through the upper planetary systems and appears in this Bharatavarsha carrying with her the dust of the lotus feet of Bhagavan Vishnu. So she comes by her mercy, and she is worshipped by herself. By offering Ganga to Ganga, she is worshipped. So whatever we have to say about Nityananda Prabhu is only by His mercy. He comes to this world, which by its nature is asat, achit, and nirananda. It is temporary, full of ignorance and miserable. There is some happiness. That happiness is not real happiness. It is not Nityananda. It is temporary. It is temporary and only a semblance, a very poor semblance of actual happiness. So Nityananda comes to give actual mercy, and he really comes to give it. He's not like a shop that people go to get something, but he forcibly distributes it. In this sense, he is the archetypal preacher of Krishna consciousness in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retired early, but he didn't allow Nityananda. He was the first preacher in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, and even when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu retired for bhajan, Nityananda was left to deliver the fallen souls, which he did practically by force. So by his mercy, we are here. His mercy has manifested as the Gaurya Vaishnava Sampradaya. Of course, that's the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda together. Paramakaruna Pahunduijan. The two most merciful are Nitai and Gaurachandra. But there's no question of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy without Nityananda Prabhu and Nityananda Prabhu's mercy and vice versa. They're inseparable. As Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami points out, that one who thinks that they can, and Vrindavan Das Thakur also points out, those who think that they can get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by denying Nityananda, they simply go to hell in the name of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the two are inseparable. Today we are particularly focusing on the merciful personality of Nityananda Prabhu, who can be understood by his own mercy. He's the most merciful. What is that mercy? Well, that we just sung, the ultimate result of Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. Nitaya karuna hobe braje radha krishna pabe. By the mercy of Lord Nityananda, one can attain Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. It's a long way. It's a long way to Vrindavan. Though it's maybe physically we may think we're separated from Vrindavan by about 800 kilometers or something like that. But it's a long way to go. But the mercy of Lord Nityananda makes it possible. The first installment of Nityananda's mercy Ar Kobe Nit, what is that? Ar Kobe Nityananda Sangsara Bharshadama Ar Ar Kobe Mo Kobe Nitai Chanda Karuna Hoibe Sangsara Bhasanamo Kobe Tucha Hobe. Ar Kobe Nitai Chanda Karuna Hoibe Sangsara Bhasanamo Kobe Tucha Hobe. Yeah, the first installment is that we can know that Nityananda's mercy that will be manifest when the material desires, which the transcendentalist sees his material desires as a huge mountain standing in between us and Krishna. Very difficult to cross mountain. But by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, those material desires, which are so strong, laladiva niyojitaha, they as if forcibly engage us in sinful activity, sinful desires, lusty desires. Then by the mercy, ar kobe nitai chande karuna hoi beishong shara basanamo kobe tucha hobe. Narottam Das is asking, when those desires, by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, that is possible, they will seem as insignificant. No more material desires. So that is possible by His mercy. We can pray today that Nityananda Prabhu manifest Himself. We're speaking of Nityananda Prabhu. We're chanting His names. So we pray that He may be pleased to manifest Himself. He's always present. How much more should He be? Is He present in the temple here where He is presiding with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? But we don't feel His presence. We don't think of Nityananda. Therefore, the result is ahankare mattohaya nitai pada pasariya asattere satta karimani. The result of forgetting the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda is that we're in maya. We're all in, well, I can speak for myself. We're in maya because we're insane
with thinking about myself, me, me, my, I, me, and mine, ahamma meti. We don't think of Nityananda Prabhu. And therefore, we take that which is unreal to be real. So we pray that at least today, that Nityananda Prabhu manifests in our hearts. In kirtan, that we performed kirtan just now for a little more than an hour. So Nityananda Prabhu, he is there in the kirtan. He manifests in the kirtan. He manifests as he is the kirtan. If we become absorbed in the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in that kirtan, then the result should be actual kirtan as described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Is that we forget everything else. We don't know anymore that I have this problem and that problem and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. We're absorbed in the kirtan. There's only Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There's nothing else. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan. We'll find in Chaitanya Charitamrita the description that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would perform kirtan, and then he'd perform kirtan. He'd go on with kirtan. And they'd do kirtan. And kirtan, it starts in the Brahma Muhurta. And by midday, it'd still be going on. Because in spiritual existence, there is no time. And there's nothing else to do. What else is there to do? There's nothing. When you forget your body, your mind, I have this to do, that to do. There's only Hari Kirtan. And then there's nothing else to do. And it just goes, there's no reason to stop. There's no even thought to stop. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kirtan. So this is the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that we are praying for. Incidentally, in that Kirtan, that one particular kirtan that's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, which was going on still at midday, have they started in Brahma Muhurta. That means they'd been going on for maybe 7 hours, like that. What we would call 7 hours. So it was Nityananda Prabhu was deputed to wind down the kirtan so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going on in his ecstasy, but no one had performed their morning duties. It was time for their midday duties. No one had eaten, no one had bathed, no one had drunk anything. So slowly, slowly, kirtan, everyone is in ecstasy chanting, and Nityananda gradually had few people stopped, then a few more, until there's only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna! And no one else is chanting. What happened? And then Sri Dhamma told him, turn off this light. He didn't tell him, turn off the light. I'm saying to turn off the light. Sri Dhamma told him, actually, you see, it's midday now, and we have to take prasadam. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappointed. Now, all right. So this should be the result of, not the result. There's no result there either. Why are we doing kirtan? For what purpose? There's no purpose. There's no result that one is waiting for. There's no need to or reason to explain why when one is absorbed in that plane. Just like we find in the gopis, the residents of Vrindavan, they don't discuss why we should be with Krishna. There's no point of discussion. There's no It's the realm beyond thought. Nirvishesh gyan, jogira dhyan, nirvishesh gyan, shakane napaistiti. That's described. That swarasiki siddhi, vrajagopidham, paramachanchala shati. Nirvishesh gyan, jogira dhyan, shakane napaistiti. In the swarasiki siddhi, or the perfection of each gopi in their service to Krishna, which is their treasure, their wealth, their very being, and which is parama chanchala asati, which has the opposite qualities of being completely chanchala or unfixed, and sati, and being completely fixed at the same time. So in the yogi's meditation, and the nirvishesh gyanis, the neti neti, those who think it is not this, it is not that, they have no place there. So the mercy of Lord Nityananda is manifested by no material desires, only spiritual desires. And the spiritual desire to love Krishna and serve Krishna, it's natural. It doesn't need explanation. Just like a child, you don't have to explain to the child or teach the child how to suck the mother's breast. You don't have to give them a course on nutrition or tell them that this is, you see, it's a good thing to do. Every baby does it. There's no need of any explanation. Nor do you have to induce them to do it. They automatically do that. And they're fully satisfied in doing that. So that is the plane of Nityananda, where there's no more all discussion of this, that, the other, dharma, adharma. Even bhakti is not, it's not discussed there. There's no need to discuss. It flows spontaneously. So that is the mercy of Nityananda. That is the ultimate manifestation of that. Of course, that doesn't mean that we artificially stop all discussion, or we artificially stop all philosophical thought, because that is required on this plane. But that is the platform to aspire for, and that, by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, we can begin to touch that plane in kirtan, of the Hare Krishna mantra. If that is performed by devotees with the aim to please Krishna, praying, actually, not performing kirtan as a musical performance or as a ritual because we're supposed to do it, but when devotees who are sivan mukhe hi jivado, who are actually dedicated their lives in the service of Krishna, their life, their full being in the service of Krishna, they serve Krishna by the tongue and become absorbed. Shirashe majya mukhe baloha vishaya charya shirashe majya, that when one by the mercy of Lord Nityananda one becomes free from material desires, then one can actually become absorbed in Krishna bhakti ras, Hari Kirtan Ras. And then that chanting, that is actual chanting of the holy names. Then the chanting will come spontaneously. So that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special dispensation for this age. Harayan Nama, Harayan Nama, Harayan Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo Nasjeva, 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 Gatiranyata. The holy name. Everyone in this material world is a long, long way away from Vrindavan, a long way from Nityananda. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, he gives that means by which one can just immediately pierce through all the coverings of the universe and go through this, even go past Vaikuntha to Vrindavan. One can go there. How far is Vrindavan? 800 kilometers. And then the other way you can go, that is all through the planetary system, through the coverings of the universe, through the Karna ocean, and then cross into the spiritual world, and then go Dwarka, pass Vaikuntha, Dwarka, Mathura, then you can finally reach Vrindavan. Or we can chant Hare Krishna by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. By chanting Hare Krishna, immediately transfers one to the plane of Nityananda, of eternal full bliss. That is possible if we are actually chanting Hare Krishna. That is possible by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, that we can enter into that plane simply by chanting the holy names of Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhu kahi kahilam, e maha mantra, iha japagiya shabe kari nibandha, iha hoite sharva shiddhi hoibe shaba, sharva khan kahanam vidhi nahiya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I've told you, this mantra, this is the maha mantra, everyone should chant this, following the rules and regulations of devotional service. Everyone should chant. Everyone. From this, everyone will attain complete and full perfection. So everyone should chant constantly. There is no need of doing anything else. This is the process. So everyone can achieve all perfection. That everyone can achieve all perfection was demonstrated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and even more so by Nityananda Prabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the fallen, the sinful, but Nityananda Prabhu especially, he sent Nityananda Prabhu without any discrimination to the houses of the chandalas, and no, chandala means they live away from the tongue. They don't live among civilized people, respectable people. No, where they live, no one from cultured society goes. I mean, the brahmanas, they don't even go outside their own area. Hardly they'll go. What to speak of, even to the kshatriya's area, vaishya's area, definitely not the shudra's area. And where the chandalas live, no one goes there. If you simply go there, then you immediately lose all your caste. Just by going there, you're out of the civilized society, bahishkrit, thrown out. Just by doing that. You may have to perform some prayaschitta. But Nityananda goes there regularly and begs from the chandalas. He begs them to, actually he was told by Chaitanya,